Hello everybody, this is your girl Shawana, here doing another podcast. I hope everyone's having a happy Monday, had a great work day, and having a great evening. I'm still so excited by doing this podcasting. My ex is moving, letting go, and let God take control. I said before I wasn't going to take too long doing another podcast, so here I am. Today I want to talk about, it's time for a new relationship. And what I mean about that is time for a new change, a new you, a new relationship. And when I say this, I am saying it's time for a new relationship. So I am divorcing my past. I'm divorcing my pain. I'm divorcing my doubt. I'm divorcing my setbacks. God has given me full custody of my destiny. He's given me full custody of my call to be a woman of God. I am divorcing myself from my past so that my future can be released. So it's time for a new relationship. A lot of times we be thinking about, we're holding on to the hurts and pains of our past. We're holding on to doubt. We want to move forward, but we have a doubt that we may not succeed, such as if we have a new job that we want to pursue or a career that we want to pursue, and then we start doubting, thinking that we're not good enough to be in that position. Or you're at your job and you want to move higher up in the company, want to be a manager or something on that level, and then you start getting doubt that you may not be good enough for that position. And a lot of times the devil will play with your mind. The key to that is that you have to keep your mind strong. Our heart is strong. Our heart is anchored in God. Our soul may be anchored in God. We have that love. But the devil attacks your mind. He attacks your mind. And that's the thing that you have to keep strong. You have to ask God to keep giving you wisdom. And you have to keep studying. You have to keep praying to keep a strong mind. Because that's your weakness. And he uses all kind of weapons to mess it up. So when I say it's time for a new relationship, that's what I mean. It's time to let go of all the stuff that happened in the past. You have to divorce your past. You have to divorce the pain that you may have went through. You may have went through a bad breakup, a bad relationship, a divorce, or something that happened in the pain. Someone hurt you real bad. You could have been raped or molested or beat, or you could have had drug abuse, something, anything. You have to let that pain go. You got to divorce that pain. And when you divorce that pain, you got to forgive in the midst of it. Because if you don't forgive, you can't move on. And a lot of times we say, I can forgive, but I can't forget. You got to do both. Subconsciously, no, you're not going to forget what happened, but you got to let it go. And I've said that before. You got to start with that man in the mirror. You got to look at yourself and want to make that change. And in the midst of making that change, you got to have a new relationship. Meaning you got to divorce that past. You got to divorce that pain. You got to divorce any doubt that you may have that you can't succeed in anything that you want to do. Because anything you set your mind and heart to do, you will succeed when you got God leading you. Never let anybody tell you different. Never let anybody tell you that you can't do this and you can't do that. You are your own self. You are God's child, so you can do whatever you want to do because he's going to make sure you succeed. That's all he wants. He wants us to be prosperous. He wants us to love one another and succeed. And yes, we're going to go through trials and tribulations. It's not easy, but he's with us every step of the way. And we have to have true faith in that. We have to be anchored in him. We have to be. And any setbacks that we have, we don't give up. We don't give up. We just keep on moving until we win. You don't give up. Because when we give up, we're never going to move forward. We're not going to be happy. We're going to continue to live in our hurts and pains and wallow. You can't give up. You have to push forward. Because guess what? God has given you full custody of your destiny. He said it in his scripture. He said it when he made a covenant with us. So your destiny is already predestined by him. So you're going to be successful. As long as you have faith in him and know that he is your father and you is his child, your destiny is going to be wonderful. And yes, we got to go down a path. Sometimes we don't want to go down a path he wants to lead us. But he's not leading us down something that's going to hurt us. He's going to lead us down for us to succeed. That's all he wants us to do. We all have a mission. We are the salt of this earth, and our mission is to do his will, to bring people to him. And our goal is to get into heaven where he is. Our goal is nothing on earth. And that's the mindset that we have to change. That anything we do down here is not for us to be and stay here. Our goal is not to stay here. Our goal is not to be the richest person in the world. Our goal is to be in heaven with God. That's the goal that we all supposed to be having. We're just here temporary. Everything down here don't belong to us and is not meant for us to keep because we can't take it with us. But we got to learn that. We got to stop holding on to materialistic things and push goals to have this. I want to be the richest person in the world. I want to have the biggest house, the biggest car. No, that's not our goal. That's not what we're supposed to be pushing for. We're supposed to be pushing to be up there in God, with God in that mansion that he already got prepared for us with everything we need and want. Yes, we're down here on the earth. And yes, he helps us get little things, but it's not for us to keep. It's temporary. Until he's ready to call us home. So yeah, if you're living in a shotgun house, thank God for it. At least you got a roof over your head. You're driving a bucket for a car, thank God for it. At least you got something to get around. Even if you're walking with your 2 feet, you got 2 feet to walk. Our mindset, we have to change our mindset and be thankful for everything we have and not worry about what we don't have. Stop worrying about the Joneses over here, what they got, because I wouldn't want their life. You don't know what they're going through. A lot of times we think our life is just miserable and somebody else's life is perfect. There's no such thing as perfect because nobody's perfect. So you should be glad and accept what you have and be grateful and thankful. Lord knows I am. I don't have nothing and I'm thankful for nothing. The little do I do have, I thank God for it. You have to be humble. And I'm learning to start a new relationship. Starting with myself. Starting to change that man in the mirror. Because I got to change me before I can start about talking about helping somebody else. And I can't change nobody. Because that's not my job to do. The only person that can change you is God. And you have to want to change. You have to want to be what he wants you to be. So that's what I'm saying. You got to. It's time for that new relationship. Time to divorce that past. It don't matter if you was a drug addict. Or you was a prostitute. Or you was a drug dealer. It's time to divorce that past. And move forward. And have a bright future. Can't nobody judge nobody. Because everybody got skeletons in their closet. And some of us got graveyards. So we can't be worrying about what the next person doing. And talking about them. And who cares if people don't see that you change. The only person you need to worry about is God. If people want to keep judging you for the past, let them judge you. You done divorced that past. So it don't matter what they say. You done push forward and going on. Divorce that pain. Let go all of that hurt. Let it go. Stop letting it hold you back. And move forward. And be prosperous. Just don't have doubt. Stop doubting yourself. Because when you pray about it, anything that you want, God said whatever you ask, if you believe it, you will receive it. Knock and the door shall be open. Seek and you shall find. So stop having doubt on anything and just push forward and let God take control. You're going to get it. Any setbacks you have, if you fall down, you just get back up and try harder and learn from the mistakes of where you went wrong. And when you know where you went wrong, you do it back over, you do it differently so you can see. So that's all I'm saying today for these little short snippets. It's time for a new relationship. It's time to divorce all that stuff and start pushing forward and doing God's will. Because I am divorcing myself from my past so that my future can be released in Jesus' name. And I see a bright future that God has for me. I don't know how long He's going to have me here, but while I'm here, I'm going to be thankful and blessed. So I hope whatever I said for these little snippets can help somebody. And I hope y'all get out there and look in that man in the mirror. Look at yourself and tell yourself in that mirror that it's time for a new relationship. That I'm divorcing my past. I'm divorcing my pain. I'm divorcing my doubt. And I'm letting go of those setbacks that held me down. And I'm going to keep pushing forward. Because God has given me full custody in my destiny. And I'm not going to let nothing or nobody take it away. So y'all have a great night. And I'll talk to y'all later. Bye.